do that, you tie it to the chimney, get that smoke up the chimney.
Yeah.
And mix it together.
Yeah.
And bleeding stopped. Yeah, the doctor didn't, wasn't many doctors long then, no hard already.
They were a long way away, too.
They were using old methods in them days.
Sure.
Yeah.
Listen, well, this is real fine. I've got a few more things I need to ask just you on that first part of this thing. I know you told me you need to leave by 12, and it's taking a good while. I appreciate very much y'all taking time off from your work day.
Yeah.
And especially, I guess I need to apologize for getting on the tape here about your rent business.
Well, it's just mostly fun. It's fun. It's all right.
It's fun up until the day you have to write the
I started to put in there about Jeff Robinson again, though, a little funny something, you know.
Yeah.
We Jeff and my Uncle Free and me and my brother. Well, my brother was named Beja, but we called him Goody all the time. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to go coon hunting one night, you know. It's back in the 30s. I was living right across the creek on the clay place. So they come up, Jeff Robinson, his dad, and my uncle, and me and my brother. So we went over in the red field. My uncle had slipped his grandma's puppy off to hunt with the rest of the dogs. You know. So she told him, she hollered down the road before he got too full, "You better not let my puppy get lost." And so he went on, you know, they come on up the clay place, and we went on out back of the house. It was dark. You can hardly see your hair over there. So we went on down the woods, and the dogs come to this bar. I come to this holly, "Hey, cool!" So dogs run out while they bark again. I holler back, "Cool!" So Free, Mother Free, he had a fat splinter about this long and had a torch on the end of it. You know, he told that for all of us to walk by. So the dogs running off down in the swamp, and the trees were thin, and what trees are there about this big? You know? So all at once, my grandma had a fit down in the woods. Mm-hmm. He's coming right straight to us. So his dad, Jeff, he, "Hold it right, Free. Hold it right." Free there. "I got the light." So my other brother, he running around there too with the axe. He stole an axe that night. So when the dog got up there, the dog went to trying to bite, you know. Jeff, his boy there, "Children, Goody, children." And the dog running right around the tree, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just hopped up and hugged the tree, you know. I wasn't going to howl that from the ground.
Uh-huh.
The dog ran. Jeff, "Children." So I just was sitting there about like a fly on that tree.
Uh-huh.
So my brother, Free had to throw the light down when the dog got there.
Uh-huh.
And he running up in a tree was laying down.
Dog, did it?
Dog, you couldn't see Free, the light went out. "See, you hear me, old chef, just throw that light." So I was so scared. Looked like my heart was bumping that tree like that.
Uh-huh.
So when Goody glanced the dog side to here, he running on off.
Oh, yeah?
And when the dog run off, I hit the ground. Plop.
What?
Yeah.
Did y'all carry the dog back to the
old man? Oh, that dog running right on by us, on down and running to the fence. But the next morning, when Free got up, the dog was home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dog had
good.
Mm-hmm. Narrow escape. Okay, so you say if you have some infection in your hand, you say your hand got bigger than it ought to be. My hand what?
Swole.
And it's still pretty badly.